Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Broadcast is on. Jason, how we doing?
Oh, hi, Daniel. Very good. All right, guys. Sorry, looks like I don't have a feed, so we're going blind, but here I am back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we are moving forward with our vaccination rollout. Fantastic. Got some data on some of the variants we're going to talk about. Apparently, Israel has looked at a study and has seen that the South African variant may not be as willing to work with the vaccine as we were hoping. We have some places already bragging that they're at herd immunity. I think that's a little bit premature, but that's okay. You know what? Everybody wants to be the first one to say they've reached herd immunity. All exciting to say that you guys are the ones that can protect, you know, those that are more vulnerable. And so I really caution people trying to get the quan for that. We have a model, and they call her a model. I wish I could have been called a model. In my days, I've never been, unfortunately, considered anything model-esque. But we have somebody from Las Vegas, Nevada, who unfortunately is exquisite, but currently a quadriplegic. We'll tell you what happened to her. Apparently, she had an allergic reaction to a pretzel. I'm going to talk about that, which is pretty, pretty frightening, especially with all the food allergies we're having right now. And then we have some interesting advancements when it comes to cancer. And one of my friends had died of a glioma, a brain tumor. And we have another friend whose daughter is currently suffering from a glioma, a brain tumor. And many of these are not easily treatable. Well, they believe that they've made a huge, huge step in being able to tackle brain cancer. So pretty, pretty cool. So we got a busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I want to open with today is there was another teacher getting caught on Zoom. Apparently, the big thing people like to do is catch people on Zoom saying things that they think are private and then blasting it out there. So there was a teacher from San Marcos High School, Alyssa Pirro, who apparently was taped, quote, going off on students. And she, in her rant, and I'm not sure who she was talking to, dared parents who disagree with her to, quote, come at her. And she was, quote, sick of them telling her how to do her job. And I bring this up because this California teacher, unfortunately, is one of many in that they are expressing huge discontent with the parents of the kids who are kind of in the middle of this. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, people ask why I didn't become a pediatrician. I love kids. Oh, my gosh, I love kids so much. Well, the reason why I didn't go into pediatrics is because of the parents. That a lot of people say that. And you're like, wait a second, you're a family doctor. So you deal with parents. It's a whole different ball of wax when you are their doctor. They're nicer to you. their respective, so you could take care of them, you could take care of their child. They're great. The parents are great in a family doctor setting. But I noticed when I was treating in pediatrics, the parents were rough. Now, mind you, they have every right to be. They are, that's their baby. The parents, you know, I mean, this is their progeny. Of course they want to protect, you know, their children and be protective and be very involved. But it could be trying. And so I always sought to be as low maintenance as possible for the teachers of my kids, because I just didn't want to tick them off. I figured my kids were ticking the teachers off already and trying their patience, so why should I? But relationships between teachers and parents have always been strained. But now with COVID, parents going, wait a second, I've been paying taxes this whole time, and teachers are getting paid to not be there? Parents getting ticked. Teachers, on the other hand, are like, wait a second, you want me to get exposed to COVID? And why? Why should I put my, you know, life in jeopardy, you know, when you don't appreciate it? So there's a lot of back and forth, and I start to worry. You know, I watch these shows like Below Deck and things like that, where you see the crew, you know, badmouth the clients. You know, you would think when you have somebody there, you know, that's a food server, you know, they're, you know, glad to see you, and the smiles are real. And unfortunately, you see on these reality TV shows, and me having worked in a restaurant, some of it is fake. I really liked my clients, right? And the people I served, I would smile and all that, but I would hear bad mouthing all the time, especially if there was a bad tip. And so I always worry. One of the reasons why I was always so nice to my kids' teachers is I didn't want them to hate my kid. I didn't want them to resent my kid. And most teachers don't. But when you see teachers on Zoom, and again, it's a private moment and everybody has a chance to have a private moment, you know, when you see them go, just dare them to come at me, because I am so sick to my stomach, she says, of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. I get she's frustrated, but there is an underlying hatred. There's an underlying resentment, and you want to make sure that doesn't extend to the kids. You know, me as a doctor, I totally appreciated, you know, how parents were worried. You know, but when you start, I don't know, I think we really have to reevaluate how the teacher-parent relationships are going to be in the future. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLEN, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I keep hearing from people that they think they're ugly. Like, I am ugly. Nobody wants me. I could tell people are starting to date again because I've been getting, you know, requests on, you know, what would you suggest I do in terms of weight loss or in terms of acne or in terms of looking better. I received an email last week from somebody who's kind of new to the dating pool, recent divorcee, doesn't think he's attractive, overweight, middle age. How does he get the babes? And so it's interesting because I never was a part of the popular girls. I was never pretty in school. I was always a class clown. And one of the reasons why I think I became the class clown is I used what I had. Okay? If I noticed that the guy I liked would laugh, then that's how I roll. I mean, batting my eyes wasn't going to work. You know, trying to do the pencil drop on my way to the pencil sharpener probably didn't work. But if I crack a joke in the middle of the class and make the whole class laugh, And he turns around and looks at me and gives me a smile. It worked. You know, I grew up in the 80s. And people would be in love with Mick Jagger or Aerosmith, Steve Tyler. Now I see why they're attractive. But when I was growing up, I'm like, they're not good looking. Really? Really? They're not good. Why are, you know, and people would scream at that. And the Beatles. You know, I could see how Paul McCartney was cute, but yeah, I would hear that, oh my God, the Beatles were, everybody loved the Beatles, and people would scream, and I'm looking at them, but they're not that good looking. I didn't see it. I didn't understand it. But boy, were they attractive. Let's take Steve Buscemi, for example. Steve Buscemi is not the most gorgeous Michael Fassbender looking guy. Yet if I met him, I'm not going to want to sleep with him or anything like that, but yeah, I'd want to go to dinner. Yeah, I'd want to hang out with him. Yeah, I'd want to talk with him. Yes, I'd want to be around him. There is something attractive about Steve Buscemi, even though he might not fit the attractive dude. Why is that? Okay, well, for some, it could be fame. You know, when you see somebody who's in Boardwalk Empire and, you know, multiple Adam Sandler movies and he makes you laugh, okay, to me, there's like an aura around Steve Buscemi. So, yeah, I'd like to meet him. Okay? I also like to meet The Rock. I'd like to cuddle with The Rock, but that's a whole other story. But musicians. Why are musicians attractive when they might not physically look that attractive? Well, it's because people are screaming for them. Because it's because they're on stage. It's because they have the attention of others. So, if you notice, there are people that really would have never been in any sort of league higher than you in school or in the dating pool. But they did something that made them attractive. Okay, so what am I attracted to? I don't care if you're overweight. I don't care if you have acne. I mean, I care if you stink. But I don't care if you don't have hair. If you make me laugh, if I laugh, you have my attention. So for those of you that aren't attractive, then, and if you're funny, be funny. That's interesting. When I was in medical school, there was a guy in my class. Don't remember his name. But my friends, I was friends with guys. They were all kind of standing around at the bar, this place called The Wall in Reno, Nevada. It's across from the medical school. And they were all kind of standing there waiting for the babes to come. Okay. I was their wingman, right? Until they didn't need me anymore. And they'd stand there and go, you see, look, you know, we don't get any babes, but look at so-and-so. And so-and-so was not very attractive, but he was always surrounded by women. And my friend goes to me, goes, you see that? Why do you think he's getting all the babes? I go, because he's funny. He's like, exactly. Women like laughs. So one of the things you can do to become more attractive is, concentrate on the being funny. Women like to laugh. Men like to laugh. Another thing, too, that I notice is we're in an arena now where people don't get to see you. You know, maybe you do a Zoom call. You know, this working from home has really limited your ability to run into people and network with people. Not that I ever want you to date people at work. But you don't get to be around others. Well, one thing that I think made me attractive, because I'm not very attractive, I don't know if you guys have seen my old pictures, I don't know how my husband even wanted to marry me, but one thing that worked for me was getting up on stage. I would give a speech, this is before I hit radio, and I would make a speech or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you had that quote-unquote star quality about you, and people were coming up, and they were looking at you, and they were hitting on you, and they were flirting, and they were, why? Because you were on stage. There's something about being on stage, being that focal point, having an audience that makes you attractive. So, let's say you are single, and you have some sort of a predilection or I don't want to use the word gift, but a strength in a certain field. Okay? Maybe give a talk. Maybe give a speech. I mean, if you really, really want to become attractive, if you're not attractive, you're going to have to think outside the box. It's not all about shaving your eyebrows and, you know, plucking the grays and dental flossing, even though I think dental flossing is crucial. You really need to get the food out of your teeth. That killed many a dates for me. But have an audience. Why do you think social media is so big? Why do you think people give a damn about likes on Facebook or Instagram or followers? Because it makes them appear popular, it makes them appear liked. And I got to tell you, the posts I read on Facebook are the ones that make me laugh. You are funny. I'm going to follow you on Facebook. I don't care how you look. I don't care how much you weigh. I don't care if you're bald, if you have hair. I think bald men are sexy. I don't care. You're making me laugh. I'm going to follow you. Now, remember, being attracted to somebody doesn't necessarily mean you want to sleep with them. You know, but for those of you that are going out into the dating field, you want to attract others. You want to be attractive. Attractive isn't all about looks. It's this whole aura. It's how other people perceive you. Now, I'm not saying go on social media and try to be funny. If that's not you, it's not going to work. But maybe you're good at inspirational things. Maybe you're good at poetry. Okay, I'm not really big on poetry unless it rhymes. But, you know, if somebody has a good limerick, they'll get my attention. And I can see the limerick starting to come now. But, you know, social media, I think, could be very, very dangerous for some. But for those of you that use it for marketing, I might use it to market my show. Some people might use it, you know, to market, you know, how they look now because they're single and they want to be out there. But, you know, you might want to market your art. You might want to market your poetry. You might want to market your written prose. Social media allows, which is why I give them a little bit of slack. I don't like the censoring, but I give them a little bit of slack on them being a privately owned corporation because, honestly, they give us free platforms to market ourselves. You could market your comedy. You could market your music. You could market anything you want to. So if until the whole COVID lockdown sort of landscape opens up, and until you are able to physically have an audience or have coworkers or have friends who could then say, hey, this guy is funny, or this guy, you know, he's really, really good at this, or this guy has this sort of talent, you know, maybe garner an audience. Figure out what you are good at. You might be good at animals. You might be good at taking care of pets. You might be good at parenting. You know, there was a guy who put a video on his kid throwing a temper tantrum, and we're going to talk about parenting and helicopter parenting and all that. And there was a kid throwing a temper tantrum outside Walmart. We've all been there with our kids. I would sit my kid in the car, open the windows, and just go scream, I'm not going anywhere. You done yet? He did something similar where his kid was sitting on the car and just crying until the kid was done. And he did this video, and, you know, maybe it wasn't the best well-made video, but it was a good video, and it showed this guy knows how to parent. So, you know, how to become more attractive. You're going to have to market something. Don't be fake, because remember, you can't be in a relationship with a fake talent. It needs to be you. But if there is something that makes you tick, you're into Star Wars. Yeah, you're into Godzilla, right? You know, you're into chemistry, you're into physics, you're into things. Go ahead and slowly start to garner that or develop that. And, you know, you'll realize that people will come to you. People will seek you out, maybe not for sex, but at least to start that conversation. If you guys have something to comment, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news coming out of Georgia this morning. Multiple law enforcement officers are injured after shots were fired during a pursuit early Monday morning near Bremen, Georgia. That's about 40 miles west of Atlanta. It started around 3:30 a.m. The Georgia State Patrol began the pursuit on I-20 after clocking a car doing 111 miles an hour. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
At this time, one suspect is dead, one suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
Captain Brendan Dalton says a passenger began to shoot cops with a rifle.
His passenger used a rifle and shot at the trooper's patrol car, actually striking it and disabling it. Therefore, he was out of the chase after that point.
Police Chief Joel Richards from the city of Carrollton.
When the vehicle came through the city, officers continued the pursuit. At some point, a passenger leaned out the window and fired rounds into the officer's vehicle, striking Sergeant Rob Holloway. He was flown to a hospital in Atlanta where he's undergoing surgery right now.
USA Radio News. A good portion of U.S. Marines are turning down COVID-19 vaccines at this time. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pentagon officials say about 75,000 Marines have taken at least one COVID shot compared to 48,000 Marines who have declined. This new report comes after the Department of Defense in February reported that about a third of U.S. troops have turned down the vaccine. Several Democrat lawmakers sent a letter to President Joe Biden last month requesting that he make the vaccine mandatory for all U.S. military members.
According to Healthline.com, people who are refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine are increasing their risk of contracting and transmitting the virus. They could also be potentially prolonging the pandemic, contributing to spikes in cases, and giving the virus more opportunities to mutate. A police officer in Virginia has been fired after pointing a gun and pepper spraying a black U.S. Army lieutenant during a traffic stop. Army 2nd Lieutenant Caron Nazario was never charged in the December incident. Officer Gutierrez in that infamous video has since been fired. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very sad case. Chantel Giancolone is 35 years old, and she is currently a quadriplegic, has to be fed through a tube, can only communicate with her eyes, and what happened is she ate a little bit of a pretzel. But the family is suing the paramedic company, because they said apparently there was negligence. So, the model, she was a model. She has been left brain damaged after having a serious allergic reaction to a peanut butter infused pretzel. Now, she has been awarded nearly $30 million by a Las Vegas jury. And the family was awarded the $30 million when the jury found that the responding ambulance service negligently treated her back in 2013. Now, her father, Jack, said, "At least my daughter will be taken care of. I'm happy about that. I mean, being in a quadriplegic state, it's very, very, very expensive. And so, obviously, the concern is what happened. So, on February 20th, 2013, she was 27 years old, and she was modeling clothes at a fashion trade show at the Mandalay Bay South Convention Center. Her friend bought her frozen yogurt. Okay? And there was a little bite-sized pretzel on top. So, I don't know if the friend put the little piece of pretzel on there or whatever. Now, the model took a bite. This is according to Fox News. And then she went into anaphylactic shock. Now, her lawyer, Christian Morris, said she lost oxygen to her brain for a period of minutes. And Medic West Ambulance was running the medic station that day. Now, the two medics on site had intramuscular epinephrine, so they could give EpiPens, which they used on her. But she was going into full anaphylaxis, and with full anaphylaxis, we usually get an IV port in, and then we usually do IV, we usually give medication through the IV. So even though they had intramuscular epinephrine or EpiPens, looks like it wasn't enough. So the attorney said every minute of her life has been inextricably altered, every single minute since she walked into that medic room to a company, he says, that chose profits over patient care. Now, Medic West denied any wrongdoing and said the outcome was inevitable because of her heightened sensitivity to peanuts. But the father said they let her daughter linger. So she's currently quadriplegic. It's very, very sad story. She's being fed through a tube, can only communicate with her eyes, and this is just heartbreaking. But, you know, big question people have is, when there are medics on site, what are their qualifications? What do they do? Well, Medic West, I don't see their website, but according to VegasMeansBusiness.com, Medic West provides 911 transportation services as well as non-emergency services. So they are medical standby for many of the events throughout Clark County. But it's interesting how this site says that they perform non-emergency services. So an ambulance is considered, an ambulance is considered a vehicle that would have paramedics and EMTs. Paramedics and EMTs can put in an IV. Was it that they weren't given the proper tools? Was it that they weren't paramedics or EMTs at the time? So according to AMR, now AMR is the main American Medical Response, I believe. They are the main ambulance services. They say Medic West Ambulance is the primary 911 franchised ambulance provider for the eastern half of Clark County. Clark County is one of the biggest counties in Nevada and all of North Las Vegas. And they respond to all areas of the county under mutual aid agreements. Medic West Ambulance employs 350 paramedics and EMTs, handles on average 100,000 calls, more than 6,000 special events annually. Now, according to the ambulance service, AMR, and AMR is our main ambulance service here in Nevada, Medic West Ambulance provides comprehensive ambulance services like 911 paramedic services, interfacility transport, critical care transport, bariatric transport, special event standby care for local sports and entertainment productions. They offer CPR, ACLS, PALS, PHRS, EMT, advanced EMT training to the local community. But it is concerning that ACLS might not have been performed on this person. Now, again, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I don't know if an IV was later put in. I don't know what she was given. But the reason why this case has garnered a lot of attention is we have been now very humbled by the rise in food allergies. And we have seen young people, when you and I might have grown up in the 70s and 80s or 60s or whenever we grew up, eating peanut butter and kissing our friends and our neighbors and the dog and nobody getting an allergic reaction. Now we're seeing young people practically die from the touch bit of peanuts. And it's, I don't know what the answer is, if it's maybe the hormones in our food have maybe made us more sensitive. Is it because peanuts have changed? You know, is it because our immune system have now heightened? Why? I'm not sure what the answer is, but so many of us are saying, okay, we need an EpiPen in the house. EpiPens are expensive. It's like $400 to $600 for a two-pack. They're expensive. I think it's Milan Pharmaceuticals does the majority of them. And so here we have EpiPens, but if she did receive an EpiPen or intramuscular epinephrine, we use intramuscular epinephrine to open up the lungs and allow more oxygenation to happen when people are having trouble breathing and going into anaphylaxis, then the next concern is why aren't EpiPens or intramuscular epinephrine working? Now, mind you, somebody going into anaphylactic shock, we do need to start IV access and we do need to, administer care, epinephrine, steroids, multiple drugs through an IV port. But many of us have EpiPens in case, God forbid, our kids or loved ones go through anaphylactic shock from peanuts or something else. Really seems to be peanuts pretty commonly. I don't think I've seen a bee sting anaphylaxis in a while, even though it's out there. So maybe our allergic reactions are becoming more allergic. And then another concern I see, and it's rare, very, very rare. You know, most people are very, very happy with ambulance services. But every now and then we hear of cases where, well, the doctor did nothing. I heard a case 2 weeks ago of somebody in a doctor's office with his daughter. His daughter had a seizure. And the doctor did nothing. The doctor left the room. And the girl was thrashing around, and the doctor just left the room. Now, I mean, it could be, you know, he said, she said. But every now and then you hear these cases where somebody in the medical field is almost doing the opposite of what you think they should be doing. And this is why I've told you all, and as a doctor, I know this is kind of difficult to say, but I think while we're, learning how to balance a checkbook and, learning how to, fix the car battery and things like that, we might want to have it as a mandatory given. All of us learn CPR. Maybe all of us learn advanced cardiac life support. All of us learn how to, manage medical emergencies as a bystander. Because a lot of times it is going to be on us. Scary, you have to think that way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. So do you guys remember the Home Alone kid, Macaulay Culkin? He's a daddy now. Is that crazy? He's 40 years old. Really? Macaulay Culkin's middle age? He's 40. Well, middle age used to be 35 to 55, and now I think it's 45 to 65, so maybe technically he's not middle age because he's 40 years old. But Macaulay Culkin and girlfriend Brenda Song are, quote, overjoyed after welcoming the first child, a baby boy named Dakota. I believe it is named after his sister who had passed away in a car crash in 2008. Healthy baby boy was born Monday, April 5th, last week, weighing 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Yeah, my kids, I thought I was going to give birth to big, heavy kids, but they were 6 pounders because they stopped eating and stopped growing in the womb. So, yeah, I don't know, probably because I was taking all the food. So, yeah, so good for him. Yay. Macaulay Culkin has a baby. It's crazy stuff, man. When you see child actors grow up, it kind of makes you nervous that you're like, wait a second. Okay, I still watch that show, and I still feel like I'm in my 20s when I watched Home Alone, but I'm not in my 20s anymore. It's pretty apparent. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. So we are looking at some breaking news here. Three officers have been injured during a police chase in Georgia. The suspect has been killed. CNN is reporting that officers from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Carrollton, and Via Rica Police have been taken to hospitals in Atlanta. Their conditions are not immediately known, but there was a chase. Excuse me. That began when a Georgia State Trooper clocked a car traveling 111 miles an hour. On Interstate 20 around 3:30 a.m. According to Captain Brandon Dawson of the State Patrol, said at a news conference, the trooper pursued and the car stopped and drove away. The trooper used his vehicle to force the car to stop beside the road, but the driver regained control and continued to run. His passenger had a rifle, shot at the trooper's patrol car, striking it and disabling it. Then the two suspects continued into Carrollton County on Highway 61. The passenger leaned out the window and was firing rounds. This is something you see in the movies. You thought you would see in the movies, and now there's just people shooting up and down the highway. So he leaned out the window, fired rounds into the officer's vehicle. An officer was struck. Another one hit a utility pole. Sergeant Rob Holloway was the officer struck by gunfire. He was flown to an Atlanta area medical center. He's currently undergoing surgery. The suspect then continued towards city of Via Rica. Via Rica Police Chief Medical Mansour said, Michael Mansour said, and the suspects fired multiple rounds at officers there, striking one of the officers 2 times. So this is multiple areas or counties or cities where this happened. And so one of the suspects has been arrested after a, quote, negotiation and is being held in the Carroll County Jail. The other suspect was killed. So we'll keep you posted. This is a developing story. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has taken over the investigation at the request of the state. We'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Derek Chauvin trial is now going into its third week, and there has been some debate on whether the jury needs to be sequestered. And where this is coming from is there are currently what's going on in Minneapolis riots over a gentleman has been, I believe, shot during a traffic stop. I believe there was a black man who was killed in a recent traffic stop over the weekend. And so current riots are now, there's violence now flaring up. This happened in Brooklyn Center. So Minneapolis Star Tribune is reporting. And again, this is just, I believe, blocks away from where the George Floyd death had occurred. And I apologize, we're having some issues with the computer. But a 20-year-old was pulled over for a traffic violation, and it ended up in him becoming fatally shot. This happened on Sunday. Relatives of Dante Wright, 21 years old, told a tense crowd, they said, gathered at a northern Minneapolis suburb, that Wright had driven for a short distance after he was shot, crashed his car, and died at the scene. So we don't have a lot of information on what happened, but currently there's rioting, there's National Guard troops have had to arrive, there's looters targeting the Brooklyn Center Walmart, nearby shopping malls, several businesses around the Walmart have been destroyed, Foot Locker, T-Mobile, New York Men's Clothing Store. Looting has been widespread since Sunday into early Monday, spilling, they said, into North and South Minneapolis. So as we get more information of, you know, what happened at this traffic stop, it's obviously very tense. And so the Derek Chauvin trial is currently going on for the death of George Floyd, and defense attorney has been concerned about the sequestering of the jury and asked for the jury to be sequestered due to unrest. Now, why are juries sequestered? Well, the jury gets sequestered so they don't get outside influence and news, social media, opinions that could weigh on their decision. And what the defense is concerned about in the Derek Chauvin case is jurors will see the civil unrest, will see Foot Lockers getting destroyed or Walmarts getting destroyed and say, look, we don't want, this is what they feel. They say, we don't want the riots, let's just call it and, you know, we don't want to upset anybody. But on the flip side, you have, you know, a process, a legal process, where everybody is innocent until proven guilty, and then they have a right to defend themselves, and they have a right to due process, and then you have a jury of your peers deciding one's fate. And so when you see the unrest, and I've been asked about this, you know, how much does that play into the minds of jurors? You know, most people that volunteer to be a juror, okay, that's the key word, volunteer. They want to, they are either fascinated by the process, fascinated by law, want to do the process, you know, exactly right, be, you know, the perfect juror, hear both sides, give a true and very, you know, heartfelt deliberation and then come up with their verdict. And I don't want to accuse any jurors of anything, you know, but when you have jurors that are mandated, right, they're told to come in, they have to miss work, they're away from their kids, they're paid less, obviously, to be a juror. I've spoken to jurors and previous jurors. They're like, I want the case to end quick. They need to get back to work. They need to get back to their kids. And if they're sequestered, there could be those extra pressures to, look, you know what, guys, let's just, you know, deliberate this and get home. And again, I'm not accusing the average juror, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of those thoughts are at least fleeting. And then on top of that, if some of them are business owners, if some of them have seen their city destroyed, and they start to maybe deliberate, you know, will more people be hurt, you know, than Derek Chauvin being, you know, accused of murder versus manslaughter? You know, do we, you know, take the risk of a city burning down for the, you know, decision by one man or the decision of one man's life? So I think it does weigh on jurors' minds. You know, you hope that if you are the one in the hot seat, that the jury is, you know, listening to both sides and, you know, going to be as, you know, fair as possible. But you do wonder if some of it come into play. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.